The Felon Upstairs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Last month in Volusia County, Florida, police arrested a 15-year-old boy for making threats on a video game message board. Said he was going to take his father's rifle to school and kill seven people. Some of the gamers reported him, and soon sheriff's deputies were at the kid's home asking his mother if there was indeed a gun in the house.
I have a gun, yes.
Okay, so he has hands and feet. He can grab your gun and go do something.
He would never do anything like that anyway.
We don't know. We don't know.
No, but I know.
I talked to Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood about this case. The mom was in tears. Why not cut the kid some slack? Not when there's a gun in the house, he said. Not after the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland.
After Parkland occurred, I'm telling you, we arrested dozens upon dozens of kids who would stand up in class and yell at the teacher, "I'm bringing my father's gun tomorrow into school and you're dead."
So he's warned parents to lock up their guns in a safe that requires a fingerprint to open.
In today's climate, you need to sit down and talk to your kids. This is not normal behavior and you're going to get arrested for it.
Yes, you have a right to your guns. But in Volusia County, if your kid makes a threat and your gun isn't secure, the sheriff is going to charge that kid with a felony. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.